This is Ozarks at Large. After more than a year of being closed to visitors, the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville is planning to reopen its doors Friday. To find out more about the reopening, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with director Charlotte Buchanan Yale, who explained the emotions experienced by staff when in-person visits shut down last March.
We're all like stunned rabbits in the headlights. I mean, you don't know, you know, and you can't imagine. And my whole life, you know, I've been an event producer and a town wrangler. And, you know, part of that is the spark of all of that is the idea of bringing diverse people together. And so joy is the initial spark of production. And the idea that I couldn't bring people together in this museum safely was something that just stalled the whole thing. It's like, I can't have joy of seeing how many people I can bring together to share an experience when they might be in peril after they leave here.
So you officially closed the doors to the public last March, but you've continued virtual programming. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You know, we had never had the time to rethink how to recreate ourselves. I mean, this was going to be a whole new startup enterprise. I mean, we were literally walking on fishes. You know, we're so lucky we had the support of the Walton Family Foundation and the Bridge Fund people that, you know, really supported us during that time. And as heartbreaking as COVID has been for this whole world, you know, with our busy lives of where we had this place running the way we could, you know, expect income, we could expect, you know, how many people are coming through, it just went to zero. And so by being close, it gave us the time to reinvent ourselves, you know, to come up with how do we, you know, honor the program that we've created and, you know, have it go out virtually. And we never did have the money to have it documented. I mean, we've had people from West Studi here on and incredible experiences, you know, like the Crazy Horse family that lectured here. I wish we could have had that captured. And so through their generosity, we were able to, you know, virtually go out and record these things and edit it. And where we could only maybe have 100 people at an event here, we can now go out throughout the whole world and have 700 that just keeps parlaying, you know, in our archives on our website. And it has made us a real go-to place for people that want to know more about our shared history and humanity. We want to be a resource. We want to be a hub, you know, that, you know, other museums like the Mitchell Museum or the National Cowboy Museum, or even our alliance with Crystal Bridge is doing this shared exhibit called Companion Species, We Are All Related, that we become a really valuable resource to the world.
So a year after closing your doors to the public, you're looking forward to reopening April 2nd. Why does now feel like the right time to do that?
It just seems like now that there is a little more hope of getting vaccines in arms. There seems like you see more hope with the different nations, you know, across the country, you know, just in our region with Chickasaw, Cherokee, Quapaw, Osage, et cetera, that they're actually managing their vaccine, you know, it getting it into arms, which makes me feel like one of the most vulnerable populations, you know, would actually, there's kind of, you know, like the clouds are parting that maybe it's coming. Even our staff has been vaccinated, but we are staying with the science and the CDC that we are going to open slowly on April the 2nd, like everybody else, and do the time ticketing that, you know, we've always been a 5-star review museum, and I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure that we're doing it in a good way, that we can handle the people coming through. And so we're going to do Wednesday through Saturday and from 10 to 3. And it'll be hour-long installments. And 3 goes to 4 o'clock and it gives us an hour to clean the museum. And then hopefully after 60 days, we can look at expanding back to 60 days and keep assessing. But we're going to be watching the science.
So people have to get tickets in advance. So you're sort of controlling.
Always capacity. Free.
Always free. So free tickets in advance so you can control capacity that way. Okay. Masks are required, I'm assuming. So basically all of the protocols that we are used to after this year will be
in place. Yes. Because, you know, it seems though, even though we're, you know, there's that ray of light coming through, there is the human nature involved. And we just had, you know, spring break in Florida and people in airplanes and things happening in Europe. And I think it's, you know, for us, I don't want to see this start over again. I feel like doing our part, you know, to try to make sure we move slow enough to keep, you know, our staff and people coming here safe.
What are you most looking forward to in terms of having people physically back in your space?
What's really exciting, you know, for us is that, you know, we create a museum family. We see, because of our events and, you know, there's a lot of warmth when people come through that door, that we actually establish museum family goers, that, you know, as people return when they're coming to Northwest Arkansas, we're a must destination when your family comes in from Delaware. So with that, I am looking forward to when they see it with new eyes, because we've been busy, you know, not just creating this virtual presence physically. We're a little busy bees right now. If you come in, there's painting going on. The display cases are going from this terracotta to this gorgeous white mauve, you know, that it looks like it's all new artifacts. There are a lot of new artifacts that Mr. Bogla has added to the collection since, you know, we've been closed. The teepee that is not meant to stay up for 3 years at a time is going to be a brand new teepee out there. So it'll have a whole new fresh look when people come through those doors.
That was Charlotte Buchanan Yell, director of the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. More information is available at mona.us. This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 29th, 2021. Thanks for being with us.